Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, portions of that chapter. It begins just after Jesus has been questioned by the authorities, who wonder about his ability to heal a blind man. They're skeptical of his motives. So Jesus responds by saying this, "Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will run because they do not know the voice of strangers. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." May God bless their hearing and understanding this reading of God's holy word. Amen. I've never spent much time around sheep in my life, but I have a friend who lived on a farm when she was in her 20s and 30s where they had some sheep. They would let the sheep out to graze on the lawn. Most of the sheep behaved very, very well. When it was time to go back into the pen, they went back into the pen. But there was this one sheep. There's one sheep that whenever they opened up the back door of the house, it would make a mad dash to try to get inside. She told me one time, if anyone ever tries to tell you that sheep are dumb, don't believe them, because they aren't. But as I think about it now, I wonder if that sheep was simply searching for the shepherd's voice and knew security in her presence. If you were a shepherd in Israel, you would be known as a person who did very dangerous work. The sheep would graze in the central plateau in Judea. It was about between Bethel and Hebron. It was 35 miles long and 11 to 14 miles wide in places. It was rough and stony ground. There was little grass, and the sheep would wander on from clump to clump as they grazed. There were no walls to protect, of course, and so the shepherd had to be very, very careful and watchful of the sheep for their safety. Not only was it dangerous terrain, but there was always the threat of wild animals and thieves. During the night, the shepherd would actually lay in front of the sheepfold to protect the sheep, because no one could go in without the shepherd's knowledge. It was not unusual for three or four flocks to stay in that one holding area at night. There's never any danger of getting them mixed up, because when morning came, the shepherds would simply call to their sheep, and each one, as they heard their name, would follow the voice of their shepherd. The voice of the shepherd was all important. Jesus said, "The shepherd calls his own sheep by name. Whenever he has gathered all of his sheep, he goes before them, and they follow him, because they know his voice." Are you listening for the shepherd's voice? I think about all the voices we hear in our world today. Not all of them have our self-interest at stake. Some of them simply tell us what they want us to hear. They appeal to our pride, our self-centeredness, our biases and prejudices, our greed, our possessiveness. Some voices simply want us to spend money on their products with the promise that we'll be happy if we get, buy, do, or have this. May take advantage of our ignorance at times, and some even attack our generous spirit. If you've ever asked the person who's calling you up wanting a donation for some cause or another, it's a really good cause. I mean, they sound really good. But as soon as you ask the question how much actually goes to the cause and how much goes to administrative costs, you're either disconnected altogether, or they are clearly not going to give you the answer you asked for. It certainly is easy to become confused in the midst of the voices that we hear. So the woman who took her little three-year-old nephew to the grocery store one day, as they were there was a price check that came over the loudspeaker. She looked down at Dustin, and she noticed he was looking up at the ceiling, and all of a sudden he said, "What did you say, Jesus?" Are you listening for the shepherd's voice? I think it used to be a bit easier. For starters, there wasn't as much noise when I first became a pastor. There were no cell phones to be checking emails on. There were no text messages, no Twitter, no Facebook, no social media. The 24-hour news was in its infancy, and it only talked about news and rarely about opinion. There were simply not as many voices calling to us. And the thieves and robbers, well, they were a bit more obvious back then. There were scams, of course there were scams, but they hadn't put together those slick videos or those insidious websites that we have today that lure us with a story. We click a link, and it takes us to a website with something that we're interested in, but there's no truth meter. Nothing to tell us how much is true and how much is false. We click a few more links, and we can find ourselves mired in a lie unwittingly. The robbers and thieves promote a story, cashing in on our trust. How do you decide which voice to listen to? For me, the answer is, which one sounds the most like Jesus? I ask myself, is it something Jesus would say? Which one lifts up the values of the Gospels? Which one expresses love the way Jesus expressed love? Does the voice I'm paying attention to encourage selfishness or compassion, self-righteousness or humility, judgmentalism or understanding? Is it one that brings out the best in me or the worst in me? And is there a nagging sense telling me that maybe this isn't what Jesus wants me to do or have or say? Then there are those manipulative and deceptive voices that set one group against another. They target people who aren't like us. Well, the goal is simply to inflame resentment, to create anger. There are voices that demean another race or group or nationality, and they have no interest in our following Jesus. They may even try to manipulate our faith for their own selfish ends. There are false voices that urge us to focus only on our own self-interest. They often point to some group or to scapegoat, to blame as the source of our problems. So asking yourself, does the voice you're listening to urge you to act in ways that enhance your spiritual life? Or if Jesus was physically sitting beside you, when you acted or spoke in a certain way, would you be proud of what you were doing or saying? Or would you try to hide? Are you listening for the shepherd's voice? For me, the more I am seeped in the words of Jesus, the clearer the voice of the shepherd comes through, because the heart of Jesus is love. The shepherd's voice will tell us that whatever we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we are doing it for him. The shepherd's voice will sound a lot like Jesus. It will focus on love for God and love for others, especially for those that are living on the edge in difficult circumstances. It will be a variation of Jesus' words of love one another. The voice of the shepherd will always call us to love others, but also to love ourselves in healthy and nurturing ways. It will whisper in our heart that we are loved by God, that we are God's precious children. At times, the voice of the shepherd might cause us to face some hard truths, prodding us and nudging us into faithfulness. But undergirding it all is love. Jesus tells us the good shepherd calls each of the sheep by name. We have a Lord who knows our names, who cares sometimes more about us than we care about ourselves, one whose voice is full of compassion, forgiveness, and mercy. There are no unknown sheep in the sheepfold of Jesus. Each one of us is known by name. The good shepherd knows our deepest yearnings, our greatest fears, and knows the places that we wander to. And when we stray, however far that might be, knows where we are, reminding us that he came to give us life and to give it to us abundantly. For Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening for the Shepherd's voice? Let's pray. Our gracious God, help us to listen for your voice. In the midst of all the noise in our lives and all the voices calling to us, help us to hear your voice, calling us to love, compassion, to mercy and kindness, calling us day by day, moment by moment, open our hearts and our minds to that voice, and remind us each day that we are indeed your precious and beloved children, that you care profoundly for each of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.